The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, everyone, to Up on Taconic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School, from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. All right. Welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm Dr. Matt Bishop. I'm the principal of Taconic High School, and I'm very happy to be joined by some lovely people here today. So we'll just have them introduce themselves.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. My name is Marcy Simons. I am the supervisor of career technical education here at Taconic.
My name is Amy Shaw. I'm the assistant principal of teaching and learning at Taconic.
I'm Emma. I'm a student here at Taconic.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today. I am excited about our conversation today because I think we wanted to take this opportunity to talk about, you know, just what is an education look like here at Taconic. I know we've had our application process for our incoming ninth grade will open very soon, actually November 1st. We'll put a little plug in for that. So in that, we often get a lot of questions of, you know, why Taconic? What's the benefit for my student to come here? And so this discussion today should really, you know, start to explore and really dig at some of those misconceptions about what people think a vocational or CTE education looks like. It's not what it was, I will tell you that, and sort of why you might consider us. So with that, we'll just start with, open to anybody, is you know, what does education at Taconic High School look like? If I'm going to send my student there or I'm a student here, what can I expect?
So one of the best benefits, I think, of coming to Taconic High School is that students have choices of up to 15 different trade areas across almost every industry sector. So really, there is a CTE program that, speaks to almost anybody's interest or skills. And students have the opportunity over the course of 4 years to really dig into a concentrated program of studies that provides both technical trade skills, industry credentials, and employability skills so that they are ready to leave high school for either employment or onto college or on to something different, whatever is next for them.
And then in addition, we have a robust academic program at Taconic. For our entering ninth graders, we have a special program called the Grade 9 Academy, which is really focused on academic achievement and showing proficiency in your classwork to enable you to collect the number of credits you need to thrive as an upperclassman at Taconic, really focused on English, social studies, math, science, and our elective programs here. In addition to that, we have our Portrait of a Graduate program, which this year at Taconic, we are focusing on critical thinking, and we are supporting that with a real instructional shift into making thinking visible and really fostering critical thinking in our students and in their classwork.
No, thank you. Emma, what do you think? Why would someone want to come to Taconic?
I think because just the way everyone treats you, and it's honestly, I just like the school. It's a very good school. And honestly, I think you get treated a lot better, kind of. And there's a lot of more inclusivity. Oh, I think awesome. I said that right.
We'll go with it. Inclusivity.
Inclusivity.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. So I think that we all brought up some really good points here, because one, I think what I find when I talk to people about, prospective families sending their students to Taconic, they often say, well, it's pretty wild what we hear. I've actually heard people say, well, they're not going to get a high school diploma if they come to Taconic, right? That is false. That is very false. Or there's no AP classes, or the big one that really grinds our gears is, well, my kid wants to go to college, so they're not going to Taconic. And all of that is really outdated or incorrect information. And I want to kind of just push at that a little bit, because I think, you know, I want to dig into, so how does the CTE program fit with the core academic program that any high schooler would get. So how does, you know, how is Taconic like other high schools, and what sets us apart in the CTE shops? And that can be for anyone.
Well,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
You can go.
Okay. So I think one of the unique features that makes Taconic with our CTE programs is that every program has what's called articulation credit. So for completing a CTE course, you do have you're going to leave upon graduation with some college credit already under your belt. And so that is a unique opportunity for students to experience what college coursework looks like, feels like while they're still in high school, and take advantage of that opportunity.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
I was just thinking, like, you know, because you have our schedule works with you're in your program for a good chunk of time, and then you're in other classes.
Now.
So, like, you know, what's the benefit of both? Like, what do you see? I mean, we do have AP classes, right? We have we have all of our core subjects have AP components. We do have, like Ms. Simon said, we do have our CTE programs have college credits, but also courses outside of our CTE programs have college credit. We can talk more about that later because I think we're doing something pretty cool with that coming up. But that's kind of what we're just talking about.
So I think it works very well for me, especially considering, well, I get a lot more time in classes because of how long they are, and I get to learn more. I don't have to worry about seeing my teacher the next day and thinking about what question to ask them because it's an hour and a half. So I understand people saying, like, oh, but it's such a long class. It'll be hard for me to focus. It's not. It actually helps me a lot. And CTEs, I don't know how to say this, but they coincide together because the classes teach you something about how to do math or how to do science, and then your CTE, you have those classes that come in with your CTE. So,
awesome. I mean, connections, right? That's what we're focusing on this year. Like, you know, I look at it like this too, because I think I've always said I believe that CTE students don't. It's certainly not less than education. I believe it's more than. And what happens is, you know, a typical student will go to high school and they have their core programming, their English, their math, their science, you know, history. Mm-hmm. And then they have this pathway of electives, right?
Yeah.
And those might be concentrated. They might be together. They might have a theme. Maybe not. But what a vocational school or CTE school like Taconic does is we have that same core pathway. Our math, our science, our English, our histories, they're at the college prep level. They're at the AP level. Mm-hmm. You know, they're at the honors level. We're preparing students for that option if they want it. But then you have the CTE side, which you have to think of it like almost like going to college and double majoring, right? A CTE student really in high school has like a double major. Like you have your core programming that every high school student in America has. Mm-hmm. And then you have this really high, intense, you know, state-of-the-art sort of pathway education that you get where you come away with, you know, not only potentially college credits, but industry standards and certifications. I don't know, Ms. Simons, can you name like some of the things we might come away with?
Goodness. Well,
you know, and it's program specific, understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. So every student walks out with their OSHA certification upon graduation. Then there are specific ones to trade areas. You know, our health assisting students get their certified nursing assistant. Our business students walk away with their Microsoft certifications. Our advanced manufacturing students get their MacWick certification. So, you know, every program has at least one, if not up to three, industry recognized credentials that all students graduate with.
And if I could just add on to that, there is a lot of research that will indicate that the skill sets that students learn in a CTE environment are sought out by colleges and universities. You know, personally, I think that in 2025, the Taconic experience is a perfect segue into college. Into leadership roles if you choose to go perhaps into the military or if you choose to go out in the workforce and then you decide, I want to go back to school. And it is a pathway to entrepreneurship. It is a pathway to multiple opportunities to have a not only fulfilling personal life, but a very successful professional experience. And in 2025, the amount of opportunities that are available to students at Taconic really allow them to capitalize on their options after they graduate.
I love that. So I think what I wanted to talk about is, so I'm going to make a claim, and I want to see if we can support that claim, right? And because this we hear sometimes the opposite, but I want to make this claim that students who graduate from Taconic have more opportunities than someone that graduates from a traditional high school. Why might that be true?
I'd say because we're learning more about what we want to do in our life, and we're getting experience in what we thought we wanted, and then we can see that might not be what we want, but we find something that we did want, that we basically find ourselves.
Right. Oh, I like that. Other ways do you think we have more opportunities? Like I see, we can talk about we talk about career and college ready. Mm-hmm. That's like one, that's part of our mission, is to be both career and college ready. It's not one or the other, but it's options. And so we have a robust set of examples of our students in our programs going to college for things that have things directly to do with their program, completely different. Right. We'll get into some examples of that, I think. But also the career path. I mean, we've had numerous examples, and can anyone think of one? But we've had numerous examples of people being very successful in our co-op program and then going right into the industry upon graduation. Do we want to? Let's poke at that for a minute.
I remember having a conversation with one of our graduates that was working as a welder at Northeast Fabricators. And when we were going over his evaluation, he was interested in going into mechanical engineering. And the conversation with the employer was, you know, the best engineers really are those people that have some fabricating skills already and can understand what, beyond the design, what it's actually going to look like. And so I think those applied skills that students get in each program really sets them up for success if they want to continue on and puts them at an advantage.
And what does that look like on a college application, right?
Right. We've been reaching out to colleges, and we've asked very prestigious colleges and universities, when you see a vocational application, what do you think? And the responses have been fantastic. And they, every response came back with, this is very intriguing to us. We love a diversity of experience. Being in a vocational program to us signifies commitment and follow through, right? Because it is, you stick with it for 3 years, right? 3.5 really, because you're placed in ninth grade. But, you know, we're getting feedback from all of our institutions that having a vocational experience in high school is an asset. It's not a liability.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think of, you know, the options when we talk about it for people leaving, and we talk about the differences of what's available, is you're in a pathway, right? So you're here. You're in our radio or our broadcasting and multimedia, right? And so think of what's available to you, right? You could go right into the industry. Right. You could say, I love this so much and I have these skills. I can jump in and work your way and start your career right at graduation. You could also say, I think I really want to learn more. So I'm going to go to school to learn more about this and start a career that way. Right.
Yeah.
And get deeper. Then I think you could also say, hey, I'm really interested in this, but I want to own my own business. Right. So you can kind of like do that entrepreneurship.
That's actually what I want
to
do.
Talk to me about that.
I want to own an art business. I've done art my whole life. So I want to own something where I get to sell my own art and have people be happy with it. So if I get to learn how to make commercials for myself or be able to make social media and know what to put on there, it'll help me a lot in building a business.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, and I think that there's that final piece too where, and you talked about it earlier, it's like you can go through this program, learn some amazing skills for your life and say, yeah, but I think now because of this, I'm interested in doing this instead and follow that path. Like no one's saying that when you come to Conic and you participate in a pathway that you're locked into that for the rest of your life. Numerous examples of, we had a student 2 years ago in our carpentry program, learned a ton, but got into the blueprint side, right? And went ended up going to Wentworth to be an architect, right? So I think in conversations with that student, it was the exposure to the building, the blueprints, that found this passion for this other thing that he didn't know about. So while he could have certainly continued his career in carpentry or entrepreneurship, you know, instead he pursued a different path. So
yeah,
I think that's the excitement when I talk to students here is that, that it's really a wide open spectrum for everybody.
Yeah. And plus they get to see all the things that has to do with the shop, like making blueprints for building something with wood. You get to learn that there are people out there who make the blueprints, and then there's also people out there who like make the blueprints happen.
Yeah. So I'm glad you talked about different careers because I'm going to pivot to Ms. Shaw for a minute to talk a little bit about we're piloting an exciting new math program here. And we're learning it as we go, but in our mission of being career and college ready, we don't want that just to live in pockets, right? So we're really working with our system as a school to try to talk about what careers exist for students and, you know, what could we do? So Ms. Shaw, do you want to talk about math real quick?
Sure. So I'm just going to start by saying, listening to these comments, right? this learning doesn't happen just in the CTE shops. This learning, this exploration of different careers, fostering creativity and critical thinking about who do you want to be as an individual when you graduate from Taconic, is also a part of our academic experience. And this year at Taconic, we have rolled out a new curriculum. It's called Pathways to Careers. We frequently call it P2C. and what this is a comprehensive math curriculum. This year at Taconic, we're using it in Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, and in our Bridge program. And this curriculum is totally based in mathematic use throughout a wide variety of careers. So each lesson starts with a video of a person in a career. It talks about all the different demographics of the career, potential career growth, education requirements, what everybody cares about, the salary range, right? And then as the students learn the math concepts, they are working through real-life problems that take place on a job site, right? So you really get to see, oh, I'm learning this concept in math. Well, here's how I would use it in my career, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing that we have in this program is at the end of the modules, there are wonderful end-of-unit projects that are collaborative. And so you are, just like in the real world, you are working with your classmates or your work colleagues in the professional world to tackle a real-world problem that is based in your career that demands that you use the mathematics that you have just learned, right? So it is an attempt to make your mathematical learning relevant to your future career and to really foster students' thinking about how can I use this in my professional life?
You know, that made me think about, too, you know, I was looking through the math curriculum. And I go back to my math experience as a student, right? And I sat around and I was good at it. I enjoyed it. It was logical. It's problem solving. I always enjoyed it. But I never saw the opportunity in my experience where I was going to implement some of these things. Later in life, yes, but not at the moment. So I saw it as a thing we had to do. I didn't see the relevance. I did it and I enjoyed it, but it kind of felt separate from everything. What I like about this program is it tries to build, you know, connections as we're trying to do here into like what I'm doing in life and that this stuff matters. Because it ends, I mean, how many times have you heard as a student, when am I ever going to use this? Or what do I got to know
I've
this
I've heard one? It so much.
Yeah. So this program really attempts to sort of get at that answer and say, well, you know, we're going to, this is why. And that, when done right, builds that motivation for kids to really dive into the math and do it. I had a example of in that program, they talked about a terrazzo floor installer. Mm-hmm. It was one of the early lessons. And I keep using this example, so I know you guys have heard this before, so bear with me. But so in the unit or in the lesson, it talked about, you know, this career spotlight on terrazzo floor installers. And then I was able to make connections with kids and talk about our floor in the cafeteria and in the app room, in the hallway, in the main lot. That's a terrazzo floor. And no one had ever thought about that. And it started to get them thinking about it in a different way, as that is a career I didn't even know existed. And I think over the scope and sequence of the 3 years of that program, students are exposed to over 600 careers. Mm-hmm. And so it's just another way for us to get students to think about, this is who I am, this is what I like, maybe I see myself doing that, right? But it's fantastic. So,
well, it kind of links into our whole focus on critical thinking, right? So in the English classroom, in the social studies classroom, in the science classroom, we are really shifting towards students working with groups and asking questions, formulating questions, researching questions together, listening to other people's perspectives, and then coming up with either a group consensus or a personal stance, and really fostering deep and durable learning, critical thinking, and creativity, all with the end point of, yes, achieving mastery of the standards, but also thinking, who am I and who do I want to be? Right? And how am I going to apply this to my post-secondary life?
Awesome. So let's talk. So we've talked a lot about the academic skills, right? So the content, the nuts and bolts, the math. What if I'm sending my student here, what can I expect in terms of, I guess we'll call them soft skills, right? So the other types of skills that we have. And so what soft skills and real world experiences do students get here that are really giving them an inside edge or an experience that other high schoolers aren't necessarily getting?
Well, every CTE program has what's called their framework standards. And embedded with all framework standards are those employability, entrepreneurship, and digital literacy skills that, you know, is part of the curriculum that each student experiences. So no matter what program you're in, you're going to be working on those skills. And I think because of the way our schedule is, with a week on, week off, and large chunks of time dedicated to your program, you have that really opportunity to build in work readiness skills that simulate what a work experience would look like. And then students who are, you know, starting in junior year and into senior year can actually go into employment with our co-op program, where they are already working in their field while they're still in high school.
Could I just add?
Yeah.
Not only do you can go to work for the field that you want to go into, but even if you don't, you still get the lessons and you still get the feeling of work opportunities.
Absolutely.
So,
and I don't know the number off the top of my head, and I'm going to ask you to be as accurate as possible, but like, how much did we earn last year or in the past years?
Oh boy. If I am remembering last year's calculation in the spring, it was over $500,000 that co-op students had earned.
So in that year, right, if I'm interpreting that, in that year, our students, their wages in this program were over $500,000.
Yep.
And they're working here. They're working locally. They're getting those skills. And, you know, they're getting a head start. You know, in many ways. So that's a phenomenal. We can fact check the exact number, but it's quite a bit of money. That's
Absolutely.
The point. Right. So there's sort of a two-parter to kind of wrap up, right, as we get going. Let's do wish list stuff, right? Let's kind of get global. If you could change one thing about how our community or our society views a career in technical education, What do you think it would be?
That you don't have to, that you don't have to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Say more.
Like, if you go to a CT shop, you don't have to go to college because you already learned stuff. You still might have to because there's...
Or want to.
Yeah, or want to because you can. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's taking away a choice for you. You can still do something that you want
to
do.
Yeah, so it gives you back to that theme of more choices, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like participation in these programs often provide more opportunities and choices for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would say that I would love to dispel the myth that, you know, coming to a CTE school is for those students who might not have certain levels of achievement. I think we have opportunities to provide students with every opportunity to achieve anything they want to and do it very well. Yeah.
And I think that I would say that the work that these students are doing here at Taconic is of critical importance to our community, to the city of Pittsfield, and to Berkshire County as a whole. This is a hub of great learning, great creativity, and thinking, and young adults figuring out who they are and how they can contribute to our community. And the work that they do here is of critical importance, and whether they choose to go to college or to go out into the workforce or any other path, they are going to become leaders in our community, and the work that they are doing here is of extreme importance.
You know, it's it breaks me think of just a recent post we put on our Facebook and Instagram. So if you're not following us out there, follow us at Taconic Thunder on Facebook and Instagram. But we posted I guess we'll call it a passion project in metal fab, mm-hmm. right? They we had some students want to exhibit some creativity, and so they forged, good word, right? They forged a hammer, a Taconic Thunder hammer, and the craftsmanship and artwork that they did freehand to decorate this was really outstanding. When I heard it was freehand and it was with a welder that I can barely even operate myself, there are two students that this, I was blown away. So if you want to check out what I'm talking about, take a look at our Facebook and our Instagram page, because it's truly, truly spectacular. Or you can come to the school and see one's going to be in the display case and one's on my desk. I'm just saying, you know, that kind of held on to
that
one.
That can be its home.
Yeah. It's my favorite. So maybe kind of ending this way, just to sum, you know, what would you, you know, again, our application process for next year's class opens on November 1st. Mm-hmm. You can go to, what's the website, Marcy?
It's pittsfield.gotocte.com.
Right. If you're unsure, you can go to our website, Taconic High School.
Right
and,
on there.
And it's right on there, and there's links to click away. But the application window begins November 1st. And so we certainly encourage you all to think about that. And we will be doing a few outreach programs where we'll get more in depth in all of this, and one will probably be virtual and one will probably be in person. So if you have questions, concerns, wonderings, you want to learn more, please make yourself available to participate in those. So the last question before we kind of wrap up, what would you want every family or parent to know before sending their kids to Taconic High School? Thinking about everything we talked about.
I think one of the most exciting things about that students know is when they come into ninth grade, they're going to have the opportunity to explore all of our programs and really take a look at what their interests are. There isn't another opportunity in the county for students to come in and experience 15 different career pathways, possibilities. So that is something very unique that I am always excited to watch.
Yeah, the transition from middle school to high school is tough. It's tough for any student. But here in Taconic, we are very aware of that. And we have implemented supports, the Grade 9 Academy, the work they do through their CTE collaborations, that we are prepared to help children transition successfully to high school and become thriving high school students.
I'm going to say this doesn't really have to do with CTE shops, but you guys have a great mental health staff. Like, it's really good. I sometimes struggle with it, and you guys have been great. So,
thank you.
So yeah, I want all the parents to know that if your kid is struggling, they will get help.
So. This is also a real world education, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is a 2025 education, right? And you get to come to a school that is diverse, and you work collaboratively, and you hear different perspectives, you try different things, you succeed, and then you have this remarkable opportunity to then go pursue education down the street for 2 years.
Right.
It is a dynamic, diverse, action-packed engine of productivity, and it is a great place to spend 4 years and figure out what you want to do with the beginning part of the rest of your life.
Oh, it so is. It's a great place to think of what you want to do and to pursue it.
I want to thank Emma Basic, Marcy Simons, and Amy Shaw for taking the time out of their busy day to join us to talk about our programs at Taconic. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net. We hope you'll join us next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of the Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Mass. And this week featured Emma Basic, Marcy Simons, Amy Shaw, and myself, Dr. Bishop. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in October of 2025.